Welcome to T-Bird Live, the talk show that covers the latest topics, trends, education, and discussion in the worlds of business and technology. Now, here are your hosts, Trina and Rick Bird.
Good morning, and we're back. I'm your host, Trina Bird. This is the T-Bird Live. We're live on TalkZone.com and Facebook Live, and I think Rick's been doing his little broadcast. I shouldn't say little broadcast.
Yeah, why you say little?
Don't get me to laugh because I'm starting to cough. But I've been dealing with this. I call it a cold, but it's just been like a cough that just, oh man.
Right, it just won't go away.
And the more I was trying to talk the last few weeks, the more coughing that took place. And I just wasn't like really up to par. But we're back and definitely ready to get moving with this today's show. We've got a really good lineup in terms of business and technology. Our agenda for today is going to be using Microsoft Office to plan your wedding. And it is a program that most people have. I would say 99% of all people have it on their computer already. And we just want to show you how you can use it to plan your wedding. We also found a free app that I think is just totally cool. And I'm going to do a little bit more research to see if it can be used outside of weddings. Because once I tell you about the concept and you see what's going on, you'll be able to tell whether or not you would use it in a different capacity if you've already been married or you're not planning on getting married or whatever the case may be.
Getting remarried,
yeah. Okay. I don't know how many people. Well, you got people that do that 5, 6, 7 times, but
yeah.
Some things you just do once.
Once and once only.
We agree on that, right?
Yeah,
after how many years of marriage? Rick has got some wedding tech tips as well. And we want to give you a healthy tip, something that happened to me while I was down and under with this cold. I'm going to share with you some of the things that I actually took to keep it from getting worse.
Home remedies.
Didn't have to do any medications. Didn't have to go get anything steroid-based or all the other crazy stuff they give you when you get the flu or you get
sick. Didn't have to go to the medicine cabinet.
Right. It lingered on, but they all linger on, regardless of whether you take that medication or not. But it certainly didn't get worse. It would just, like, subside, and then, the cough would come back. But I never built up any mucus, and I never got, like, where you're coughing up, all that green stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Don't make me laugh, Rick, because I'll get the call.
Too much information.
Oops. Can't really take any phone calls right this minute because I want to get into the meat of this segment of the show.
Somebody will probably want to call in and talk about the green stuff.
Don't make me laugh because I'm trying to keep it cool. All right. So, technology and your wedding day. Weddings are, I know when we got married, how many years ago, Rick? 1979. We got married in 1979. We were engaged from 1977 until 1979. So we've been together however many, 30-something years plus those 2 years I count.
38 years.
Oh, you just did the math. I saw you.
Making 38.
Is it really?
38, yeah.
Oh, man. So if you count the 2 years of engagement,
38.
40 years. Oh, Lord. I'm truly...
truly blessed for having me all these years.
I'll leave it alone.
All right, come on, let's move on.
Let's move on.
And your weddings.
Well, some people, not all, will hire a wedding planner and put that person in charge of doing everything from tracking the, food, taking care of the reception, keeping track of the budget, and anything you need them to do, a wedding planner will get done for you. But they are very, very pricey. you can, you know, start off with $2,000-$3,000 budget for them that can rise as the demand of your wedding increases. And so, you know, something, I mean, you still may want to do a wedding planner, but you may want to also streamline those tasks and use technology that you already have to actually take care of some of those major things. And someone in your wedding party is going to be really tech savvy as well. Mm-hmm. So most of the time you put people in your wedding party, you give them tasks and responsibility for the planning of the wedding, the reception, the bachelor party, the this, that, and the other. But nobody really takes charge of the tech. So you can actually get yourself a tech person that handles all the technology based on, you know, how your wedding is going to be conducted. And if you don't have technology involved in there, after taking or listening to our show today, you're going to wonder, okay, this is going to change your mind, and you're going to want to implement it. And especially if you have a small budget that does not include a wedding planner, this show is for you, because it'll save you time, save you money, and again, using software and hardware that you already have, such as your laptop. You know, everybody's got Microsoft Office on their laptop. You can even use OpenOffice, which is free. So I refer to it as Microsoft Office because it kind of mimics OpenOffice is a free program, but it works just like Microsoft Office. And so you still, in any rate, won't have to spend any major money in order to do what we're about to tell you to do, in addition to whatever else is going to be going on with your wedding and those expenses. And so, with Microsoft Word, you can actually create a things to do list for each member of the wedding party. And that's important because if and when you start to plan everything, everybody's got the same documentation, they've got the same dates and appointments and all that. So when you create a calendar to keep track of all those tasks, then when you schedule those appointments, everybody can put those appointments on the calendar and everyone's got the same calendar. And if you don't want to do it in Microsoft Word, you can also use Google Calendar, which is really cool because then those different events and time things will actually be automatically updated in your email, and they'll send out text messages or however you configure it so that people don't miss their appointments. But I would still do a regular calendar in Word so people can print that out, put it on the refrigerator, or put it on their desk, and they got it at a moment's.
Have their own checkoff list.
And have their own checkoff list, right. Mm-hmm. And schedule things such as, you know, clothing alterations when people got to go get the fittings or food tastings. You can email everybody the calendar, and everybody's got a hard copy. And they can also, if they are using a special app that they really like, they can add those from that calendar. They can add those things to their own personalized calendar that they may have digital on their smart device. So you can also create what we call wedding information cards, and that way you can distribute also monthly reminders for important dates that you can do in Microsoft Word. And on the back of the card, you can put some detailed information such as contact information, make sure everybody can get in touch with you or the wedding planner or the person in charge of what committee. You know, all the contact information that's really important, and then they can take that hard copy that you've emailed to them or digital copy that you've emailed to them and then put that important information into their digital device, which makes for them having, if they lose their phone, they still got a hard copy. If they, you know, accidentally delete something, you still got everything in place because technology does fail. But if you've got a Word document, you know, and it's sent out through email and you have a printed copy, you got backup so that if that app doesn't work or that digital thing doesn't work, then you'll be able to rely back on that paper copy. Mm-hmm. So Microsoft Word.
Hard copy is always good.
Definitely going to be important. In addition to that, I talked about that things to do list. Once you create the things to do list in Word, it'll allow you to better track all the tasks that you have so that your wedding is successfully. You can create the timeline, matching it with the task and who's assigned to it. And those tasks are completed. As they are completed, then that person would check off their tasks completed, the date they completed, and then you could just move on. And, you know, planning a wedding and getting this big event has many layers to it. So you definitely
Absolutely,
want to be able to have that administrative side. And, you know, you don't want to look at it as an administrative task, but it really is, because planning any big event is going to take that strong administrative side of things, so that makes sure that everything gets done correctly, and what better program to use than Microsoft Office. And it'll keep everything going, you know, smoothly, plus save you money because you already have the program. And again, that things to do list, just like the calendar, can be emailed to those so that they can update their personal project management software that they use, or their apps that they use. And it'll eliminate all the deviations that could occur because people are not communicating. Everyone doesn't have the same information. And, you know, June is a busy month. You got a lot of people who are getting already, you know, they're not going to benefit from this show because they're already got everything in place, and the wedding is probably in the next few days or weeks. But then you have a lot of people that get engaged in June as well. And so you're planning your wedding for the upcoming year. And so this workshop or this our show is very, very informative. And again, it's just giving you ideas. We're not wedding planners. We're not going to.
I know we are.
We're not going to get involved in any of it. We just want to give you great tips on how to utilize the technology and make your wedding day and all the leading up to events to the wedding go smoothly and successfully.
Because if that was the case, we would have started out 9 months ago and like doing this checkoff list. Because I looked at the checkoff list and it's about 100 items that you got to go through, you know, from like, getting, you know, like the wedding gown, the shoes, going shopping, and mm-hmm. you know how you ladies like
many layers, many layers, and men too. Men have a lot of things. Matter of fact, our son just came back from a wedding, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
2 weeks ago, and it was a lot involved for the men. He had to get the tux, and you know,
yeah, true.
They didn't want to buy tuxes that they would rent. They all wanted to have
one
suits
that they buy. So
yeah, so they had to buy their own suit.
In case the other ones were like wanting to get married, they wouldn't have to go through the same process again. You know,
very
a good,
intricate.
A good size.
All right, moving on to Microsoft Excel. Everyone knows what that program is. If you don't, you've probably been under a rock somewhere. Or, you know, you just...
You just don't like numbers.
And you're retired and you don't give a hoot about anything except for having fun. And, of course, that person wouldn't be worried about a wedding. But then again, they could because they are retired. And if they got a granddaughter or a grandson getting married, you know, what the bride and groom is, they're involved. Yeah. And mm-hmm. you're retired, so you got a lot of time. You could take on this responsibility of, you know, bringing everything together and using your knowledge and wisdom and experience with using these programs. Excel is going to track all of your expenses. You can create a budget. You can also automatically calculate your totals so that once you plug in the amounts, you don't have to worry about accuracy in terms of adding up, because that's what Excel does best. It'll keep track of the correct data as you enter the amounts for all your expenses. And it's a good way to see how you're doing and based on what your original budget was.
Exactly.
So you can create in that worksheet not only your expense sheet but also the budget. And you can tie things together so that as you're spending money, it will show your budget decreasing or increasing and give you a clear picture of how and what money that you're spending. And, of course, you're going to be setting up multiple spreadsheets within that workbook, which allow you to keep track of everything in one place. And one of the things that we do have to all of our listening audience is a template packet that we will give you if you go to our website and register for it. And that would be tbirdlive.com. Click on the contacts tab and put in the subject wedding. And we'll send you out the template worksheets that
free
we have.
Free of charge.
Yep, free of charge, just for listening to our show. So as you have known, if you've been watching our show over the last year or so, that we always give you some great giveaways and provide you with a takeaway. Not only are you listening to what we're saying and gaining information, we always have supportive materials to go along with it. And you'll notice in that template that we're going to give you, we have created a separate sheet for the florist, for the music, the photographer, anything associated with a wedding, there's a tab, and the spreadsheet has already been set up. And this has got, you know, $200-$300 value that you can actually get for free. Easy. So if you know someone that's about to get married, or say they just recently got married and they want to tally up, they got all their receipts, it's a great place to plug in those receipts and get a clear picture. Because, you know, we always try to give people tips. And you just don't want that wedding to be like a student loan. You'll be paying for it the rest of your life. You got some people who are divorced and moved on and married somebody else, but they still got credit card debt from the first marriage.
You gotta pay for their wedding.
Because they didn't really, you know, they're more excited about the event and the process of getting married than they are looking at that bottom line. And the second level of that is going on and to the honeymoon and spending a whole lot of money. And then when you get back, everything's settled down, the credit card bills start coming in, and then you two, you get to fighting because one thought that the other one didn't spend that much and all kinds of issues. So.
Because that's the first thing I think, like the wedding planner asks you, what's your budget?
What's your budget? Exactly.
And you don't want to go over that.
You sure don't. Now, moving on to Microsoft Access. This is, I'm definitely an Access fan. You know, I've been creating databases for years. And if you're able to see this presentation opposed to just hearing it, you'll see on the screenshot that we have a wedding planning database. It really, it says Rick and Trina, but I kind of put that in there for the presentation. But we didn't have Access back in the day when we got married.
I was just going to ask you, how'd you do that? Did you plug in all of our things?
I had a client that I did a database for.
Oh, so and, you just plugged in
and
our
I just took their names out and plugged ours in.
All right.
And just replaced it. But Microsoft Access will keep track of your invitation and guest list. So, you know, you're going to send out thousands or hundreds of invitations. Not everyone is going to be able to make it. But you do want to keep track of who you invited and what their response was. That becomes now your guest list because of the people who actually have confirmed that they will be there. So that becomes your guest list. But your invitation list is everyone you sent the invitation out, whether it was through regular mail or some digital program that you've actually used. And then that's what you do with the Access databases. You track list and any special requests or responses, because you may have family members who can't eat pork or, have to be real careful about their sugar levels, things like that. So you want to definitely, if you're using a planner, you want to be able, and if you're using someone that's just going to handle all the food, you want to be able to give them a quick list of the people who, the dishes that don't need to have, that are going to be different from everyone else's dishes, and put that all that information in Microsoft Access. And away you go. You can also track your vendors that you've chosen to purchase your product or services from. And again, you could actually create a calendar in Access to keep track of all your appointments. The difference is when you put that in Access, you can run a report and you can say, do a query that says, okay, just give me all of the vendors that are paid in full. Mm-hmm. Versus all the vendors who still owe you money.
Who still pending.
Right, or get the balances from. So you're able to track and customize things a lot greater than you would in Excel or Microsoft Word. So, I mean, initially you may start off with putting some things in Excel and then migrate it over to Access. Real easy to import the data from Excel into Access. As long as your fields line up correctly, it won't be duplicate work, and then you can run reports. So say you're real comfortable with using Excel versus Access, keep doing it in Excel. And then when it's time for you to create those customized reports, then we can help. Now, we will do something like that. We will be able to help you with importing your Excel data into Access and then running the query reports so you can get access to the data that you need real quickly and fast.
And that's really good for your accountant also.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, I don't know how much you can write off on your taxes. I guess you can.
Good point.
I'd find out. I write off anything. If it's good for the leader of the country,
it's good for
everybody else.
That's absolutely right.
Just make sure you show your taxes when it's time.
And make sure you have those receipts.
You could also create your budget, how much money that you know is going out and coming in. And again, get those customized reports. Make sure you include the photographer, the music, the flowers, everything associated with any expense. And that'll allow you to be able to keep those dollars under control and know at a quick glance how much you're spending, how much you got left in the budget, and all that. Because after the wedding, you know, you can go back and, you know, revisit all this information and then just see exactly how and what you've done and a way to get out of that debt if you've actually gone overboard. Next is Microsoft PowerPoint. Again, this is all about part of the Microsoft Office suite.
I love PowerPoint.
Yeah, you got Word, Excel, Access, PowerPoint, Publisher, and Publisher. I always say QuickBooks because it's in our regular class. But PowerPoint is great. You can have this, you can create a really beautiful PowerPoint presentation and have it run at the reception. I've seen some people who will use it while at the church. So while people are sitting in the church waiting for the ceremony to start, you could actually create a PowerPoint presentation and show pictures of the bride and the groom when they were born, when they became 5 years old, 10 years old, became a teenager, college life, high school life. Just, you know, do a collage of pictures that give you your audience a sense of, you know, who you are and how you've grown, when you guys first met, all that. And it's really cool because it's a keepsake not only for you, but you can also send it to everyone in your wedding party and everyone who was a guest. And it's so easy. You know, you get access to their email addresses, and you would want to collect that information as you invite the guests and they confirm using that database. Make a section up where you put in their email address, and that way when you go to do the email blast, you have everyone's email address, which you can export out of Microsoft Access into your email account and just send out that email blast of the PowerPoint. And pulling it all together, making it a slideshow and being able to send it to everybody, it's really cool. You could also do a post-wedding slideshow. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that when we get to the app. But definitely using PowerPoint to in different segments or different phases. Like you can do a PowerPoint presentation to send to people after the wedding shower. The bridal shower. And the groom can do it when he has his bachelor party. So just, you know, getting everybody to share their pictures, and you've got these memorable things that you can do
really
on your own.
It's all about memories.
Exactly.
That ceremony is all about memories.
And not have to spend a whole lot of money for someone else to do it because you've got some people that are in your wedding party that are tech savvy. Mm-hmm. So let one person who's handling the reception make sure that they're in charge of getting all the digital photos together and all that. And we're going to tell you definitely how to do that when we come back off a commercial break. I want to just get in this last segment of the Microsoft Office, and that would be Publisher. You got a lot of folks who are actually purchasing expensive wedding paper packages and doing their own invitations, thank you cards, even their wedding programs, dinner menus, all of it, because the price is so outrageous. And if you take the time to invest in doing it yourself, not only do you save a lot of money, you can decorate your items the way you want to. So you can, you know, I mean, there's a section in the dollar store with the ribbons and all that. You
already
can get,
pre-made.
Yeah, and you can just put that stuff together
right
and make
printer.
It so unique. And if you spend that money on someone else, because you actually got, you know, hired somebody to do that, it's going to cost you a couple $1,000s, and they're going to make money off the paper. They're going to make money off the ribbons, to this, to that. And then, of course, you got to pay them for their labor. So imagine how much you would save if you just went out and did your shopping list yourself, got all the materials that you need at your local print shop or printer store, because Amazon's the best place to go, and order everything and just get a team together. And a couple of Saturdays before the, you know, invitations go out, get everybody to come, have a nice little party, feed mm-hmm. them, have a couple of glasses of wine.
Have a good old time.
And everybody has a little segment that they have to do. Somebody's putting on the bows, or somebody's, you know, handwriting and, you know, making it personalized. And you can have fun at all of it. And you don't have to become a bridezilla because of the fact that You know, you're under so much stress. And you can also find a lot of websites that have sample documents that you can download. They even have a website where you can get the wording for the invitations so that you don't have to come up with the wording if you're not good at doing that. You can get samples, but I also would recommend that you change the wording so you make it your own. So don't copy it word for word verbatim and put it in your document.
Right, put it in your own words.
Yeah, put it in your own words and add your own special twist.
I mean, because a lot of times you might want to change up and you might have change orders and you already have to go back to, like, the publisher or like, whoever's doing
right.
it. And that's going to cost you extra money.
Extra money. Sure is. And, again, you want the wedding to be cool and calm and collective, and you want to have all your work be forgotten when the party starts.
Right, because you want to be stress-free all the way throughout this. Even though it's a hectic time, you still want to be as stress-free as possible.
That's right. All right. Got it all in. It's 10:25. We're going to take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this app that is going to make your life so easy.
A lot easier.
So easy. And it's so cool because it's free. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for tuning in to T-Bird Live, where our listeners can take advantage of weekly giveaways, ask questions live on the show, log into our computer for live demos, get a shout out about your business, become a guest on our show, and learn a ton about business and technology. As a dedicated listener, you can register for several online business and technology training programs at a discounted rate of just $59 a week. Subjects include Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, PowerPoint, Publisher, QuickBooks, and more. All completed courses offer certification and the opportunity to earn a free course for each paid week of training. Visit our website at tbirdcenter.com. That's bird spelled with a Y. tbirdcenter.com. Click on online classes and view our entire list of classes. Email us at thetbirdcenter@gmail.com or register right from our website, tbirdlive.com. Click on Contact Us and enter Online Training Talk Zone. When registering at our website, you'll automatically receive our monthly newsletter and a chance to win any one of our digital training guides on business and technology. Tune in every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the latest in business and technology. For more info, visit tbirdlive.com. And now, more T-Bird Live on TalkZone.com. Back to Trina and Rick Bird.
Like, we're in the mood. Sorry about that, Dave. All right. Okay, so this week's featured app is WedPix. That's WEDPICS.com. And this is the coolest website. I really have to tell you, it is so cool. The concept behind it, and I'm trying not to cough. The concept behind it is to, and I'm just going to get to that screen. It allows you to invite all of your guests who are coming to your wedding. It allows you to invite them to a website that you receive a WebPix ID number. And so you have space out on the web. And anybody attending any of your events, they can upload their pictures from their smart device to that website.
Okay.
Is that not the coolest thing?
Yeah.
And what that means is that you don't have to worry about inviting a photographer to all the upcoming, you know, the leading up to the wedding events, like the bachelor party and, you know, whatever special things that you planned. I know a lot of brides will have a day where all the bridesmaids and the maid of honor are pampered and they go to, like, the spa and just get pampered up and, mm-hmm. you know, special treats that you do for your wedding party and saying thank you for participating because they do spend a lot of money to participate. And so all of those things, you can get pictures done. Everybody's taking their pictures and recording video and all that. And it would be a great hassle to try to get all of that, you know, digital video and pictures all in one place.
All in one place, yeah.
Somebody would have to coordinate it. Well, this site does that for you. So all you do is assign them a password or ID to get into the site. They put in your ID number, and then they have access to uploading. And what's really cool about it is that you get to, you know, decide what you want to have stay up there, or that becomes visual or viewing to the public. You get to decide what pictures or what video stays up there. So you're in control the entire time.
So how much space do you have?
It's unlimited. You get unlimited guests.
Okay.
And you get unlimited storage. There is a professional version that allows you to be able to order prints. So, you know, anything that's uploaded and you want a copy of it, a printed copy of it, you can order professional prints right from the website.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really cool about that is that you can go in and crop the pictures. You can edit them. You can add filters on there. You can put stickers and little tags or whatever you want to do to customize that picture. And then they'll send you, of course, for an additional fee, the printed pictures. But you definitely, what's really cool about it is that it's unlimited downloads. So once you get the, I don't want to call it a portfolio, but the album put together, you can, anybody can go in and download that album. And they'll have their keepsake, and you don't have to worry about distributing it. Or getting extra, you know.
With all the other pictures.
Exactly.
Also. Okay, great.
And you could also, I would still have a professional photographer there. But you can actually give the photographer access too. So that, and he may or may not want to do that, because then if his pictures are up there, why would you want to buy the ones he took?
Take it away from his project, Mark.
Right. But you want to be really careful because, you know, The photographer may not even have taken the pictures. He may be able to download pictures that someone else took, and, you know, he take credit for it and charge you per picture, whatever the case may
true.
Be.
You're right.
But you don't have to, you know, chase down on that day or after the wedding who took what pictures, because they can automatically load them. And what I would do, because I'm the education person that I am, one of those meetings when you have the wedding party or the dress rehearsal, when everybody's there, you know, just make sure everybody's educated on how to use this program so that they can really, you know, you don't want to assume everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing and taking all these pictures, especially if you opt out of paying for a real photographer to come, so you're relying on everyone else's pictures. Make sure they're educated enough to know how to use it. And as you're doing these events, go online to the website, which is your special space, and check to make sure that, you know, people are doing it correctly, the pictures are coming in nice and clear, and it is going to be something that you anticipated it to be, with, you know, all these great pictures up there that everyone else has taken, and now you can, you know, use it to send out. And that's what I was tying to the PowerPoint segment of the show that I talked about. Once you actually get all these pictures, you can customize the albums. And you can make an album for the bride's event.
Bridesmaids
event, the groom's event, the dinner, all those special things they can group into one category. And so you can send out, based on what it was, the honeymoon or whatever, you can send out just that particular set of pictures for that particular event. Normally what we get is a book. And it's got everything, you know, it's actually in a chronological order, but it's all grouped together. Here you can separate albums. So you can have like a 10 or 15 albums, and they only be specific to whatever the event that you want to have in there, which I think is also really, really cool. The premium version allows you to print instantly, and you have unlimited printing of the photos. Of course, you're going to... I'm not positive, but I think they give you like a certain number that you can print for free. And then if you want to do extras above that number, then you pay for them. But the premium version comes with you being able to print. And of course I said about resizing and cropping and, you know, making them, you know, really, fit your personality, you and your new husband's personality, and making sure that it really is a cool thing to do. And I got a little video that I pulled off the site.
Got a little video for us, huh?
And it doesn't have really sound to go with it, but what it does is it'll, you know, you can, it'll give you a sample of how you can, you know, get that video out there.
Right. You put your games and everything.
Games and all that good stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go into the website here and check to see how much the pricing was for and you know what you get? Yeah, that was something I didn't like about it.
Emojis?
No, not the emojis. You had to sign up for it, put your email address in, and that's when they got the pricing. So they're capturing, and a lot of companies are doing that too. They're capturing your email address before they actually give you all the information. But there is a question and answer segment on their page where you can get a lot of your questions answered to check it out before you put in your email address. And I don't like giving out, you know, I always tell people get an email address that you don't use for anything but the internet. And that way you don't care if you get a whole bunch of junk mail because you don't really maintain it. You just want to get what you need for that particular moment. But one of the other things I wanted to point out about this web app is that you can get your own customized URL. So when you send out your albums, it'll say right there on the album, rickandtrina.webpix.com. So it's customized rather than just be webpix.com. And of course there's a little fee to doing that as well. And that's in the package that is called the professional package.
Right, provided for you. Right.
Yep. Oh, actually look, here it is. How much does WebPix cost? It says free. Premium features are available to enhance the experience for you and wedding guests. So of course you gotta register to find out how much that premium.
So they know where to send that bill to.
Well, they want you to, you know, they want to capture so they can send you, you know, junk mail, you know, or you know, probably log into your Facebook account and get the access to all your family and friends, so they can use that to send out advertising for their actual pictures. So, but it's still, like I said, it to me, it's a cool little act. And again, if you're interested or you know someone that would be interested, it is wedpix.com, wedpix.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a really cool thing. I definitely, if I was getting married, I would definitely use it. So maybe when we say our do's.
Our wedding vows again?
Again.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, maybe a 50.
Let's start now because I have a lot to say.
Okay, well, instead of, you know, talking about that, let's go into your high-tech wedding day tips because we always run out of time when it comes to your tech tips, but not today.
Okay.
And keep in mind, we got to take one more short commercial break.
As we know, everybody's on a shoestring budget when you're trying to tie the knot. And I mean, like, tie the knot is a very sacred thing to a lot of people, both male and female. But I'm going to try to more show you how to cut that the high tech wedding day in half, and that's why we had the wedding tips. My thing today is I'm going to show you how you can do like the movie stars do, and like what the movie stars do is they do a aerial modest presentation, and what I'm saying is that a drone with a camera. And I'm quite sure everybody in your wedding party, they just like Trina said, they are more or less tech savvy enough, and a lot of them probably have drones. And you can get that by having a drone. You can get that perfect kiss, that affectionate hug, or that awkward glance. You can get all the unique angles.
From above, because that's what I think is cool.
And you get it from above, and like make sure.
Well, you don't want the drone up there. You know, you're right there kissing, and the drone sitting there buzzing in your face.
No, you don't want that because, like, in fact, then they have like the zoom lenses, and I'm going to go through that. Like, you can get drones like the like a Progo camcorder. That's a little bit more expensive, but I'm quite sure there's a couple of.
Like Sky Vapor.
That like more or less like one of the favorites of mine, like the Passport. Now, like that's my gem. Then there's, like you said, like the Sky Rider, and then there's the
Sky Viper.
Right, Sky Viper.
That ranges anywhere between $48 from Target to Toys R Us, which you know is not a toy, but it's that Toys R Us.
But it's kind of like on like the low end. But you want to make sure it's a 108p. That's your depth, and make sure it has a zoom lens. Like the newer ones, like the ones with like the GoPros that come with like the 4K, you might that's about $1,600 if you buy that new. But
and what does that represent? You said 4K and
4K is your resolution that you
resolution
get.
Okay.
Right. Your resolution,
how clear it is.
Right. And like right now, these are going to be pictures you're going to be having like forever, and you want to be more than sharing.
Is it pictures
them.
Or video?
It's like video and pictures, because you can do both. You can do like the still and like the video.
Oh, so mostly, once you get the video,
you can like more to segment it. But
so do you recommend? I'm thinking if you get one for like you know $50 or like a you know $80 just to capture that. I mean, you may not be using it for anything else. Just to get that above view, you know, because how else would you get you know pictures of the above view? Which is really, really cool, I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when you're saying the I do's, every, you know, you can get that wide picture and it's from the above because everybody's going to be taking pictures below.
Right.
And that's just like a $50 to $100 investment. Would it be worth it to go with the most inexpensive one just to get, use it well, for just that?
You know, two things come into play. You can get those unique angles, which is true, but you have to have somebody savvy enough to make those snapshots happen, and mm-hmm. you need somebody like them all that's knowing how to operate that. So you can't just go out just buy one like the day before and then try to ride it because you could end up with a lawsuit. That thing flop is somebody's hairdo, and all messed up. But I like it. Anyway, those are things I want to watch out for.
But does it? For if you only are going to use it for that one day, is it wise to go ahead and just spend $100 versus that Phantom, which is you know like you said, thousands of you know $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could you get the same?
Could you get the same effect?
Same effect.
True.
Exactly.
But just make sure that you have a high end camera, and you might want to make sure that it has a zoom on it. The zoom lens is mm-hmm. very important because. Like, it doesn't have to hover like that close. It will zoom in on that angle.
Okay.
On that unique angle that you're trying to get or trying to capture.
And do you, is the SD card built inside or you have to buy an SD card?
Some of them, well, you buy any camera, anything, they don't come with it because you have to buy it more or less separately. And you have to bear in mind, when you buy these drones, like the Life battery, is goes on from 8 minutes to about 20 minutes, so you got to get those unique shots in as fast as possible, and that's why you have like the snapshots to more or less make that happen for you.
Or you could you buy like extra batteries so that you got extra batteries that you can swap them in and out, or
well,
how does that work?
But you still have to land it.
Well, yeah, I'm saying yeah, you get the aerial shot,
take it back up, yeah.
And you bring it down, put the battery like a camera, like a
yeah.
photographer does.
Mm-hmm.
Now. You keep saying camera. The camera's built in the drone, or you attach
yes.
your camera to the drone?
No.
Is that what the cheap ones?
It comes with it. It comes with it, and it has to be more or less designed for that particular aircraft, like for that particular drone. Because some are heavy and some are lighter. Some are on like a bevel. You want to buy it like it, especially for that unit. If not, you might run into a little bit of trouble because, like, of the attachments mm-hmm. and, like, the adapters, they're not universal.
Well, you know, that's why we did this when we're doing this show on weddings, because June is coming up and a lot of people
right, doing their last-minute thing.
Mm-hmm. And imagine, you know, you're up there, at, you know, near a cliff somewhere and you got the nice backdraft and all that.
And
people are
go.
Taking pictures on the ground, but you got this drone up there that's taking a picture, like, way up. And you're getting the whole back of the scenery and the wedding
awesome.
Party. Everybody's sitting in their chairs and they're looking up at you and you got that picture because the drone is behind the entire event taking those pictures, and then you can zoom it up and then just go around the whole conference of the event. I mean, I think that's just cool.
Yeah, let me tell you, like those.
I would really be excited about that.
Aerial vehicles, they are really, really awesome. They capture some breathtaking images, and like a lot of people use them in like businesses also. But and I guess this would be like a business and a lot of like wedding planners. So if you go out there and get a wedding planner, make sure they have drone capabilities.
Oh, okay. So when you get and you're a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So our photographer. Is this particular, you know, if you want to do something with someone professional, because you don't want to have someone that thinks they know what they're doing, and then after the wedding you find out they didn't know nothing about what they were doing. Are there people that actually, that's what they do as part of their photography business, wedding right. planning business? So people are, these specialists are actually incorporating this into their services.
Right, this new service that's coming out. Now we're going to move on to
I got one more question.
Sure, go ahead.
I got one more question. And we have time, Rick. You don't have to rush too.
We have time.
Because you got like 15 minutes. I know you used to try. That's why I wanted to talk a little bit more about this. Now, you know, we're looking at the comparison that we chose, you know, especially because of the pricing, because we're trying to, you know, save people money. And Toys R Us versus Walmart, the same exact model, is like a $12 difference. Mm-hmm. Then you go to Target. And Target has two different models. One at $75.99, which is, you know, again, another $15 difference versus Best Buy. Where would you purchase it from? Would you go to, like, a Best Buy because they might be able to explain to you in more detail versus a Toys R Us or, like, a Target where you don't have because I found out the other day when we went to look for a camera for our wedding. For our webinars.
I'm planning on getting around again.
The guy in the tech department told us that Target only maintains items that are no longer in production.
Right, discontinued
models. Discontinued models. Yes. And that Best Buy, when you want to buy locally, is the best place to go because they tend to have the more current versions of things.
True.
So, yes. And they are more knowledgeable. So would you recommend that they buy, even though you'd be spending $15 more, would you recommend going to Best Buy or staying at Target where you're going to save the money if it's the same model?
Well, what I would do, I would check out both of them and see which one is most
knowledgeable.
Only because there are like certain things that you might want or you might need or might come with somebody's recommendation that you want to get, such a different type of camera. That's like more or less built in with the system, or you might want something a little different. And each one of them are unique in their own ways. It depends on what you want.
You know what I was just thinking while you were explaining that? We should have gotten, because my son got a drone for Christmas, and you got a small one too. We should have had it sitting right here so we could
Show people. See. Well, they know what a drone is because they're going to be flying around.
Yeah.
In a few, Amazon's going to have a lot of them, dropping off packages in a few.
True, but we could have demonstrated where the SD card goes versus that other part that you were talking about. So maybe if we revisit this, we'll have his drone. Now, he's got that Phantom. He actually has the Phantom 4.
Right.
And that brings me to my next question for you. You have to be careful of where you fly it because you have to get a license. How's all that crazy stuff going?
Right. FAA regulations. You can't fly it. It has to be at least 20 miles from an airport, number one. If not, they have like devices that are in your drone that you buy that will more or less keep that drone on the ground if you're that close in like proximity. So you got to bear in mind with that also. So like just keep it calm. So like these are things, they are FAA regulated. So you have to more or less, if it's a big drone, you have to more or less like regulate it and get it registered. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Sounds good. And you do recommend the Phantom. Which one is your recommendation?
My recommendation is the Passport.
A passport. How much is that?
That runs $119, and that's at Best Buy.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's a little bit over $100, but
But it's well worth it, and it has all the bells and whistles. And a lot of people like to have like the remote control to go out of their phones, but like they like attach to the phone, and you'll be able to like them all this.
Oh, okay. So you
control
can,
it. Or,
are you getting?
Or you could get the individual remote that comes with it. Now, I recommend getting the one that comes with it because, like, the phone does not work right all the time. I've noticed that.
So. Oh, okay. Now, is the phone able to capture any data, or is all being done on the drone?
No, it's just for remote control for that particular drone only. Nothing to do with the phone. It like allows you to view or to see what the camera sees.
Okay.
That's what it does.
All right. Now I interrupted you enough, so go ahead.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Get into your next
The second one is your live stream. Everybody wants to live stream on your weddings. You have people there, right there. Everybody's gonna be taking pictures the whole night. So you want to more or less live stream it, but you need like permission from your from whoever's hosting it to get that permission to do so, which brings into another piece. They have more or less ceremonies that we call it unplugged. They tell you no phones, no recordings. So all I can say is if you're invited to that particular type of more or less function, be nice. If they tell you not to more or less record, don't record. Put your things away and enjoy like the festivities. Just like be nice. That's all I'm asking. Because there are things that are like that. There are functions that are in fact like that. Also, like my third one, everybody knows about Instagram. Shoot it, share it, hashtag it. Do your thing. Have at it. Provided you have like permission to do it. Okay? And another way to save money also, and just like this goes with like the program that Trina had more or less mentioned before, which is like the like the web pics. Put those disposable cameras out. Now everybody's running around taking pictures. But the only thing about it, I might think
you can't take those pictures and put it up on the web pics. But you can use, and I forgot to mention that. Good point, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
You can use a digital camera and download those pictures to your laptop or desktop computer, and then you can upload them to the web pics. But actually, don't the digital cameras give you like a CD now?
Some of them
you
do.
You can get a
some
CD. Yeah. So even if you get the little disposable,
what you do personally.
Yeah. Somebody, I can't remember who. With the election, they had something to do with the recent presidential election,
mm-hmm.
And we noticed when they were panning the room after the Hillary and Trump got done, all the people had digital. I had disposable cameras, and they wouldn't let people bring in any digital, so they gave out the disposable cameras so that they could still get pictures. But they couldn't,
Right, because it's limited
upload.
On what you can do, right.
And you use the term that's called what?
What?
When you can't bring in smart technology to
unplugged.
An event. Unplugged. So there are some unplugged
ceremonies,
events.
Yes.
Yeah, unplugged means that you cannot bring in the digital anything because the fact that they want you to not be able to upload instantly and do Facebook Live and all that kind of stuff. So.
Right, because you want to monitor. If it's your wedding, you want to try to direct it the way you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Not to have somebody out there doing something.
Yep. Okay, we're going to go to the next. I guess we didn't even take our next commercial break. Wow. All right, what I wanted to talk about, I took it out of this segment. But I wanted to go in and talk about Mr. T's, the tips that I took when I had my cool, we got about 2-3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to just say that I had this really, really terrible cough. And at first I made a concoction that had red pepper, honey, apple cider vinegar. What else did you put? Turmeric.
And then cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper, and we put it in a cup and made tea. And that really did keep me, my body feeling good. Mm-hmm. But it kind of made my throat a little bit sore. You know, sore. You know, my swallow, I wasn't like a sore throat, but I could just feel that scratchiness. And believe it or not.
Irritated.
Yeah. I sliced up really thin some garlic. And I couldn't taste anything, so that was the bad part about it. Didn't lose any weight, but I still couldn't taste anything. And Rick put it on my eggs, and so I ate it with the eggs. And that made my cough subside like you wouldn't believe. And I couldn't believe it. So I kept doing that. And I want to tell you one other thing that I did, and it was crazy. My son came up with the idea. They have some all-natural baby medicine that you can take, that you get as parents for your children. And that really soothed it. And the method behind taking some cough syrup that's designed for babies is that doesn't have a lot of all those bad ingredients, because children, you know, their bodies can't take it. Mm-hmm. Of course, they want you to keep buying their product so they don't put all that crazy stuff in it. So if you as an adult get sick, find an all-natural baby cough syrup. And that helped as well. So with the garlic and that baby cough syrup and, of course, that concoction that I had to drink just kept me from getting worse. So I wanted to share that information with you guys. So in case you get that summer cold, which is miserable, you'll be able to treat it as naturally as possible. I mean, of course, I'm not saying don't go to the hospital if you have other kind of issues going on with your body. Sometimes home remedies can make other things
go wrong.
Absolutely. Well, I wouldn't say go wrong, but you know, you're neglecting some things.
No, you get side effects.
Yeah, make sure you take your blood pressure medicine, even though you're eating garlic, because garlic is a really good
home remedy.
For high blood pressure, but it may make your blood pressure go down for a little bit, and then when you go to sleep, it rises back up, and you could. You know, stroke out in your sleep, whatever.
You never
so always tell. Take your medication and talk to your doctor. We're just giving you some tips that, you know, we tried. But you still got to be smart about using any tips that anybody give you. Do your research. You know, make sure that you're doing what's best for you and your body and not, you know, somebody else.
Right. And you can research your own tips, too.
How many? We got any minutes left or are we about to say goodbye?
What are we looking at here?
Dave, no Texas, but... I think this show was a good show, and Dave saying, say goodbye. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.